Dave Moore on Today FM.
Mr. Harrison Ford, congratulations on Captain America Brave New World, President Ross, and welcome to Ireland, your ancestral homeland. We're so glad to see you.
Glad to be seen. Thank you.
I've seen some of this movie, Harrison, the opening 30 minutes or so. I have seen you as President Ross. It suits you to be a man of power, I think. But what about your Red Hulk scenario, where did they capture everything right about you? Do you feel they got your physique right, maybe? But what about everything else?
Looks just like me, except with black hair for some reason. It seems to be a suitable representation.
And Red Hulk's big, he's strong, he's angry. If you could grab a superpower from the Marvel Universe for yourself, what would you choose?
Do they have invisibility as an option?
Yes, they do.
I'd take that.
I'm trying to work out what you would do with that.
Anything I wanted.
Absolutely fair, yeah. How's that working with that motion capture technology? Is that an odd situation?
Another day at the office. You know, it's just do silly stuff and then they make it into something, you know, that actually works. But it's silly. You feel silly doing it, yeah.
Well, it works, as you said. It pays off in the end. And I'm interested, why... I mean, I think it would be fun to jump into the Marvel Universe at any point, but why this and why now for you?
Well, this is the one they offered me. That's why. And I'm happy to have it. It's a whole different world for me. And I'm, and you know, so the possibilities of it are seemingly endless. It's nice to visit another world.
That's brilliant. And the graph of a stereotypical acting career is that it slows down as age goes up. But you're bucking that trend. You seem to be working more now than ever. Are you enjoying it more now than ever?
Yeah, I am. I think I ran into a lucky strike of good writing, and I was attracted by the potential of the projects that were coming my way. And there is a lot of good writing out there these days.
Definitely. And 1923 is a huge example of that. It's absolutely
brilliant. It is indeed, yeah.
Long may that continue as well. You're famously a licensed pilot, and I could never be a pilot, even though I wanted to as a kid, because I have an eye issue and I couldn't be a commercial pilot. But I recently got into the flight simulator world, and I just have a basic setup. But I'm wondering, like, with your experience, I got to fly the Irish Air Corps simulator, which was amazing.
Great.
But do you think I should stay virtual and build one of those huge, like, home setups with the pneumatic chair and all that? Or should I actually try and go and get a license?
Yeah, you should do that. You should do that with a pneumatic chair. No, I mean, that's all very fine. An actual flight simulator, that there's a physical cockpit that moves.
That does make a difference.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And of course, it doesn't behave like an airplane. It behaves like a video game. So it's kind of strange.
And listen, the last time we spoke, it was for Indiana Jones Dial of Destiny. And my co-host at the time, he couldn't be here. He was a huge fan of yours. You inspired him to study archaeology. You sent him a message asking why he was wasting his life in radio. He has since given up radio and now teaches meditation.
Well, give him my congratulations.
Do you want to destroy anything else for me? Do you want to have him send a message to my wife, tell her to leave me? I mean, anything else?
Please, I've got enough responsibilities as it is.
Well, listen, I absolutely love what I've seen of Captain America so far. Brave New World, people are going to love it. I know the Irish audience will love it. And I can't wait. Are you going to come back soon? I mean, I know you've had some famously good nights out here in Ireland. We'd love to have you back.
I didn't know they'd become famous, but it's always a pleasure to be in Ireland. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Harrison Ford. Take care.
Nice to see you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.